Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. What's going on? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And here's your girl, Rigel.
Hotep, my boy, Rigani, Aslam Alaikum. It's Brother Montour, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds, and y'all are Collective Minds. Thanks for joining us, y'all, for another week. Hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. Like we said, Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. You dig? So here we are, 2020. It's July 26th. You dig? It's been a lot going on. So this week we having our open discussion, our monthly open discussion where we just talk about everything that's going on. It's been a lot of stuff. You know, this year, every week is something crazy. Like, stories happen every day, every week. So, you know, this week we got Kanye, we got Nick Cannon apology sitting down with the rabbi. Trump sending federal troops to Chicago. We got the NFAC protests in Louisville. Yeah, so just a lot of stuff, family. So we're going to talk about whatever on your mind. Hit us up. The number's 929-477-1697. And before we get started, Queen Rigel and Mufasa Ra, how was y'all week, and do y'all got any announcements for us?
No announcements. Very productive week. Really looking forward to this upcoming week. The weekend always kind of disappoint me in the sense that I don't look forward to weekend, because you can't really do much. So I always look forward to weekday. So I'm glad that tomorrow's Monday, so I can begin more progress. But no major announcements. Just thankful that I have been able to make some progress, and just looking forward to more progress.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa Rob, brother, how was your week? And you got any announcements for us?
Yeah, all is well. All is well, brother. We've been good. You know, shoot. I'm just veggie backing off what Queen Rigel said. I don't know. My weekend, my weekdays, they all just become blur. It's just days. It's a lot going on, especially with, you know, our COVID situation where you can't get out and do too much, even if it's on the weekend, the weekday. So it's just days now. It's all blurry,
right.
But I don't have any major announcements also.
All right, yes, indeed. Let's see. Just one quick announcement for me. Just, you know, with everything that's been going on in 2020, you know, I just think it's always good to take time out just to thank the universe, thank the creator, thank your God, whoever you know, give your thanks and praise to. It's, you know, just good to be grateful that even though, despite everything that's going on, you did, we still here. You know what I'm saying? We still, you know, breathing, and we still able to make changes, like Rigel was talking about. We still able to make progress and make changes. So, you know, it's always good just to take time out just to be grateful, be thankful, and, you know, because everybody's situation could be a lot worse. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on in the world. It could be a lot worse. So, you know, it's just good to be thankful. I just want to put that on record, you know, just to thank the universe and the ancestors. So that's just cosmic care, though. But all right, y'all, we here. Like I say, this is the monthly open discussion. It's been a lot going on this week. Like I say, just to run down, Kanye had a campaign rally where he broke down crying. You know, he said he almost killed his daughter. He talked about Harriet Tubman didn't really free the slaves. She just freed him to work for other white people. And then a few days after that, he went on a Twitter rant, just a Twitter meltdown with, you know, talking about Kim, and she might have been seeing Meek Mill. He'd been trying to get a divorce. He said they tried to send the doctors to kidnap him and all this other stuff. So that's one thing that's been going on. We talked about a little bit the Nick Cannon apology. Well, the video was released this week where he sat down with the rabbi and, you know, they had a discussion and talk or whatever. And, you know, we can get into that. Also, Trump was talking about sending federal troops to Chicago. He had them in, I believe, Portland. You know, they was talking about federal troops was there, these people that was in unmarked fatigues and just throwing people in unmarked cars, arresting protesters, so on and so forth. So now with the quote-unquote violence that's going on in Chicago, he's going to start sending them there and also to other cities, you know, with violence. Also, the N Facts, I don't know if y'all heard about this, but the, excuse my French, but this is the name of the group, the Not Fucking Around Coalition, did a protest in Louisville this past weekend for Breonna Taylor. Her killers still have not been arrested. And during the protest, I guess it was somebody, they say they was doing a safety check on a weapon. The weapon discharged and ended up shooting a couple people. You know, so that's been going on. Also, there's been some rumblings about the leader of NFACT, this Grandmaster J guy. You know, some people suspect that he could be an agent. You know, that's what, you know, people are saying just based on his background. You know, so that's an interesting dialogue. Also, you know, we could put this out there. There's been a lot of gifting boards in the community as well, right? I'm sure some of the listeners may have heard of the gifting boards going around, the SUSU economics, the cooperative economics that have been going on just here in the last few months in the black community. You know, you let us know how you feel about that. Have you heard of them? You know, I think a lot of people have heard of those things. And, yeah, so, you know, we can talk about a lot of things. Just give us a call, family. Also, we had a discussion about polygamy in the black community as well. So that topic may come up, too. So I just wanted to lay out a few things that's been happening this week and give us a call, and we go in on it. You dig what I'm saying? Like we always do. We're going to have a great discussion. So hit us up, 929-477-1697. And I'll let Queen Raiju and Brother Mufasa, I'll let y'all take it away. What y'all trying to talk about? Let's get it.
All right, Mufasa.
Oh, wow. I'm getting deferred to. You're not going first? You going to throw it to me? I'll take it if you're going to throw it to me.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Let's do something different today. Yeah, I'm going to throw it to you.
Uh-oh, let's get it.
Right on.
Ding, 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 ding. Nah.
Well, with all that you threw out there, Brother Kev, I got to be honest. And at first I wasn't going to touch on this, but I got to, you know. it's eating at me. So I'm just going to go and put it out there. The NFA.
Let it out,
bro. Talking that you brought up.
Yes, sir.
Look, I've been sitting back watching this, and I know that looks good to see, you know, a black militia group taking up arms. And it's a strong showing, but with the events that happened yesterday, first off,
right.
That one where the guy shot himself or shot some other men.
Right.
I mean, come on now, you got us out here looking stupid.
Right.
Tighten up. Forget. I just gotta go and say it. Tighten up.
Yes.
I love my people,
yes,
but come on now. Tighten up. You can't. You know the world already looking. We can't afford to be taking no L's like that.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Jesus, that makes us the laughing stock of the world. Now I want to say the world, but the laughing stock that everybody who watched that mess. You know, all these, you know, white militias and white people, period, you know, coons, whatever you want to call. A lot of people already looking at these type of movements and don't want to see them succeed. So come on, tighten up. And to this Grandmaster J person, like, I saw a video where Tahaka Bay, shout out to Tahaka Bay from Morris World TV, did a video.
That's right.
Kind of exposing this guy that maybe is some up with him. Like,
right.
He was a politician at one point, and then he was a advertising DJ equipment.
A DJ, right, yep.
Yeah, DJ, I mean, what? This dude been all over the spectrum. And then he just popped up out of nowhere with this NFAC crew. This just popped up. Like, so to me, that whole clique is suspect. I'm sorry. It's suspect. You know, I'm sure some people out there that's in there with some good hearts. But there's some in there that's, I'm sure, agents. There's some out there who down and steer us the wrong direction, make us look bad, like that shooting. That's just a bad look. You know, you do that, and then the police have to come in and save you and rescue you, and you got to go get in the ambulance.
Right.
I can't call it the walk of shame, but the roll of shame. Getting rolled out on a stretcher. That's just shameful. It's not about him,
man, you know,
deep with all these, you know, AR-15s and pistols looking strong, then shoot yourself. And you can't even take care of your people that's out there. You know, the same system that you marching on, stomping down on, got to come to your aid.
Right.
And roll you out there. So it's just like I say, that's the roll of shame. At least if you're going to be out there, let me give you some advice. Okay, Grandmaster Jay. You also need to have some people trained in how to, you know, wound care, treat people.
Right, first responders,
First responders. You need to add that to the list. Because y'all should have got your brother or sister, whoever got shot, and rolled them on up out there yourself. You're going to make this type of stone showing. Make it all the way. Because I'm just saying, you like the laughing stock. And then I'll close that note on this. And this is going to hurt some of my people listening. But do we really think that a militia of us walking through the streets with AR-15s, you know, armed, do you really think that's enough to combat against the white man's army? I just want to know. Do you think
right,
it's
that's
enough?
That's a good question.
To combat right. up against the white man's army.
Right.
So I'll let y'all
that's
go
a,
in on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. And like you say, man, I'm kind of with you because I think a lot of the moves have been questionable because in the beginning, when they went down to Stone Mountain, you know what I'm saying, I thought that was a good look. I'm like, okay, that's a good look. Brothers showing up. They look disciplined. Everybody was organized. And they had numbers, you know, and I was kind of wondering, I'm like, wow, so where did these people come from? Where did they get their funding? How did they get the numbers? And as we, you know, people have done their own investigations into the group, man, this group, it seemed like it just popped up out of nowhere. And with the showing in Stone Mountain, because black people were just so happy to see, you know, black men and women in that type of organized setting, I think it captured a lot of people. So now their membership, from what I'm hearing, their membership has just skyrocketed. And I think it's kind of dangerous because I think they kind of playing with people's emotions because they know black people are really, you know, fed up with things. We want to change. We want to protect ourselves as we should. But I don't know if this guy, this Grandmaster J guy, is the proper person, because like I say, from what I've been hearing and seeing, he has a lot of questionable things that's been going on. He did a campaign rally where he was like black lives don't matter no more, all lives matter, and just going in like that. And he had a European running mate or something. Like, it was just some weird things going on with this brother. But now he's kind of flipped the script. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, when it comes to fighting this particular war that we up against, you know, I like to go on the more side of the spiritual side, because the physical war is honestly where they can dominate. Now, it can get a little physical, but I think we need to get our spiritual game intact, meaning get away with the old religion that they taught us and tap into our own powers. You dig what I'm saying? Tap into our spiritualities. Tap into our knowledge of self and the universe, Mother Nature, whatever you call it, nature is going to assist us, because this is Cosmic Kev talking, because black people can tap into spirituality and go places in the spirit realm that they cannot go. But if we talk about physical, yeah, they got tanks, they got the gun, you know, they got the bombs and all this and so forth. But if we tap into ourselves and our inner power, we can null and void all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But like you're saying, trying to have a conventional war against the U.S. military, that's not going to work. Trying to fight heads up, we would have to use guerrilla tactics. You know what I'm saying? Just things that we ain't got to go into no details, but we would just definitely have to use a different strategy than just the same old conventional war, your gun against my gun. No, no, no. We would need a lot more than that, and I would like I say, I would lean more towards the spiritual aspect of trying to, you know, get these folks up off our back. So, but like I say, it'll be more to come, and that showing this weekend was kind of, like you say, that was really that was not a good look. You dig what I'm saying? You know, you trying to do some this, you know, load your gun or do something with your gun, and you end up shooting yourself and somebody else. Like, nah, that is not a good look, and that does make you, you know, somewhat of a laughing stock. But, you know, we'll see. You know, like you say, I'm sure some good brothers and sisters out there that are joined in that group. But, you know, we'll see as time go on, because time will reveal, you know, what's up. You know what I'm saying? I just tell the family, be careful and just, you know, keep your head on a swivel. That's all. Keep your head on a swivel. Did you have a comment, Roger?
No, I didn't even hear about that situation until just now. So I'm assuming this is the same. Yeah. I'm familiar with the organization. But I didn't hear about this dental shooting. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
I did get
in Louisville.
Okay. Yeah, from what it sounds like, that does sound pretty bad. I hate that it happened. And it doesn't sound like it was a good look. If it's the same group that I'm thinking that it is. But I did get a chance to see it. Mufasa sent us a video. I don't know if you saw it, this guy kind of narrating the first video that they did. And so if that happened with this accidental shooting, I'm pretty sure he already got another video out.
Yes. Say the race. Go ahead and say the race of that guy.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Yeah,
and he was criticized.
And you're 100% right.
I did see that video. Yeah, I did see that video.
And you're 100% right. He has already posted one, posted a video laughing and making mockery of it. So, yeah. Yep. 100% right.
Yeah. Wow. Already, huh?
Already.
Yeah. He's not the only one, I'm sure. But, yeah, so I don't really have much of a comment to say about that. That's pretty much it. You guys said it all.
All right. Now I know, Roger, you say you was trying to, you know, ride with your boy Kanye, but what's up with Kanye? Is it mental health?
Oh my.
Is he in the sunken place? My brother said the movie Get Out was about him. You know, he been going off on Kris Jenner, which is his mother-in-law, calling her Kris Jong-un, about like the North Korea leader. Oh, so he been kind of going in. You know, he broke down, started crying at his campaign rally. Talk to us, right? Because you kind of had his back for a minute. So where do you stand with your boy, our brother Kanye?
Yeah, I did. I was holding on. I really was. I was really rooting for my fellow. I think he's a Gemini, I believe. I was rooting for him.
Yeah, I think he is a Gemini.
So we had that extra connection, and I'm like, okay, he's not crazy, because as a Gemini, I know sometimes we can be looked at as a bit weird sometimes and misunderstood. So I was thinking that it was more so that, you know, I was trying to understand him and relate to him, and I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and really try to justify some of his actions in the past. But this last one, I just cannot. Because the rally for him, okay, he's running for president, that was weird in a sense, you know, but I was still wanting to ride with him, you know. And when he did this rally, it just, the setup wasn't proper, in my personal opinion.
Right.
Like he had just rented out a club or something. Like he was just going on a club tour or something. And the background, the atmosphere just did not seem proper for what the event was. So I thought,
right,
you know, that was a bit crazy. Then after watching it and seeing how he responded and reacted to his own self, you know, busting out crying. And I'm not saying that the subject, you know, that can be a sensitive subject. And, okay, you may want to cry. It's not even there for me. It was just misplaced.
Right.
It wasn't the right time for that. And if you're not knowing that, I'm just have to jump off right now. When it comes to Kanye, I can't really be a supportive person of him. I can't say that he's not dealing with some things. I'm not the same when it comes to him. I just do think he just gonna have to get some help to balance him out. You know, he's gonna need some help. Now I think he can do some mental therapy without maybe taking medication. Possibly, he might just need some medication for a moment to get him back balanced. You know, like if you take an antibiotic for a few days to get yourself back balanced. So he may need to take something just for a temporary moment to balance himself out, and then try some more natural approaches. But he does need something. I don't know if it's a vacation, some type of therapy. I don't know, but he needs something to balance him out right now. He's not balanced. So I'm going to still root for him, you know, and hope that he's going to, you know, overcome this thing. But, you know, right now I'm off the Kanye boat.
Oh, snap. Brother Mufasa, any thoughts on our brother?
Yeah, I feel for him. I hope he gets some help as well. People around him need to give him some protection, because he's definitely going through some things. You know, I said before when he was talking about trying to run for a political office that I didn't believe his mental state is up to par for such a task. You know, now if we want to tap Jay-Z in, let Jay-Z run. Hey, I'm with that. Jay-Z, my guy, good businessman. I think he'd do well in that venue. But not Kanye. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the brother, but I love him. He's an artistic type fella, but not running for no office. You know, and
You say uh-uh. All right, family, if you just joining this Collective Minds Radio, we are doing our monthly open discussion. We're going to get to the call lines here in a second. Hit us up let us know what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's been a week where a lot's been going on. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. Before we get to the call lines, though, just real quick, y'all, because we got to talk about, because last week we talked about Nick Cannon's apology. Well, since then, he has released the video where he had the conversation with the rabbi. And for me, you know, I was ready. I had my notepads. I had my notes. I was ready to get educated. You know, I'm sitting there paying attention to every word that was said in that discussion. And come to find out, the rabbi was full of it, basically. The rabbi didn't say anything substantial. He didn't debunk any of the claims that Nick Cannon and Professor Griff made. He didn't refute anything. He basically told Nick, you know, I'm here to make sure that you don't do this again. In so many words, he was kind of condescending to Nick. You know, he told him, he said, hey, if you and Professor Griff were just having the conversation in a coffee shop, it wouldn't have been no big deal. Not that what they said wasn't true. He didn't say it wasn't true. He just said that Nick Cannon has too big of a platform to be talking like that. You see what I'm saying? He didn't say it wasn't true. So, you know, the rabbi was kind of finessing. He didn't ask. He didn't answer any of Nick's questions. He kept trying to use Farrakhan as a proxy and just kept bringing up Farrakhan, comparing him to Hitler, saying how much he hate, but he never said what the minister said that was so hateful and anti-Semitic. He never quoted what Minister Farrakhan ever said. You know what I'm saying? It was just terrible. I mean, it was so disappointing. The whole interview was just disappointing. Like, the rabbi, like, I think he really exposed himself. I don't know if that was Nick's intentions, but the rabbi really just exposed himself and showed his fangs. He showed what he was about. He showed them horns came out, and he showed his fangs. Mm-hmm. So now we know what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go ahead, brother, because I know you got something to say about it.
Yeah, I want to add to that, like, it was signs all throughout that interview. You know, the Most Honorable Minister Farrakhan had been telling us the past couple of years of signs to see when it comes to these satanic Jews. And one thing that kept standing out to me was how he kept making reference to what's called the Talmud. You know, he said nothing about the Torah. He kept mentioning the Talmud. That's a sign right there. I mean, you can do your own research about that book. He kept making, and this is just on a personal note to me. Y'all can take it, you know, how you want to. But the rabbi made like two or three references to how attractive, how of a nice looking man Nick Cannon was. To me, that's another sign. Yeah. That's teetering with homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you was just demasculating this man. You know, so you came on his show and you attempted to demasculate him, which you did, because you made him apologize. Then he had told him flat out, I wasn't going to come on here unless you apologize. Like, you had to apologize.
You know, he
basically forced Nick Cannon to apologize. Then sat on his show and ran it like it was his show.
Yeah.
It was his show. So the dude showed us who he was. He showed us exactly who he was.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So,
the
signs is out there. And that's why I have to thank, you know, so we have to be thankful that we got somebody to teach us what we need to be looking out for in the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah. That's right. And like I was saying before, the invitation was made, I believe, at Savior's Day last year, where the Honorable Minister Farrakhan said he would have a conversation with Alan Dershowitz, who's the top Jewish lawyer in the industry, who was, you know, part of that Epstein clique. He's, you know, clicked in with Epstein and all these people. So the minister gave the invitation that he would have a open discussion with them about his quote-unquote anti-Semitic or hateful views, right? And Professor Griff gave the same invitation. He said anybody, Professor Griff, this man has been in the game for 30-something years, hasn't got off his square, hasn't wavered, hasn't been groveling or nothing, you know, and he gives his number out. He has his own show called Serious Minds, where he invited anybody from the Jewish community to sit down and have a conversation and correct them and bring the information. So we understand that if these people were to have a conversation with somebody that's really thorough, really has a knowledge of the history, they would be exposed, right? And that would be the last thing they want. They do not want to be exposed for what they've done and what they continue to do. Therefore, they just kind of, you know, they just bypass the whole, oh, we don't want to have that discussion, because they know there's nothing that that they can really, you know, deny. You know, they can't deny none of the claims. Like, so they don't want to be exposed, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is to play it safe and just not even engage in a conversation to clear things up, because that'll be the end of their rule. Their rule is coming to an end anyway. But if they were to sit down with the minister or Professor Griff, that would just quicken the end of their rule. You know what I'm saying? That would speed it up, because people would be aware and they would be exposed. It would be like dropping somebody off naked in the mall and just letting them run around. That's how they would be exposed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we had. And they don't want to do that. So, you know, I just think, like you said, I'm thankful that the minister gave us information and showed us, and I'm thankful for this interview that they was exposed. Now it's like, we know what he is now. You know what I'm saying? We know.
Yeah, I'm really. I'm glad he crept his decrepit ass. Pardon me. I'm glad he crept his tail up there on Nick's Cannon show. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, like last Sunday, when I made the statement that he talked to a rabbi, I couldn't believe he was foolish enough to sit down and let it be filmed and put it out there. But see, only the ones who've been, like I said, who've been listening and know these signs know what type of person that we were looking at there. To the naked eye, it just looked like he was coming on to build with Nick Cannon. Like, he told me, we're going to go to Israel together. You know, gave him a book to study. You know, to the naked eye, it looked like he reaching out, really trying to teach Nick. But no, it's when you become learned and you see what's going on. And like I said, I got a lot to still learn myself. But I'm thankful that I was hit with enough knowledge from Minister Farrakhan to see this foolishness from this man. You know,
But
like you said, he won't sit down. These people won't sit down and have an open debate with the minister. You don't want to do that. You know, and that's why another thing I brought up that video that Dr. Khalid Muhammad did back in the day called The Greatest Debate Ever Recorded. Still, y'all, still y'all check that out, because that was a time where they was foolish enough to sit there and try to go toe-to-toe with one of the students of Elijah Muhammad. And you can watch it yourself and see what happened.
That did not go well. No, sir. It did not go well. So So that's where we at. You dig what I'm saying? You know, like I was saying, you got Epstein, who's also Jewish. You got Harvey Weinstein, who's Jewish. You got Anthony Weiner, who's a Jewish. He's a former U.S. Congress that was sexting little 13 and 14-year-old girls on the Internet. He did a bid for that. He actually got convicted. You got Alan Dershowitz, who's a lawyer. He's implicated by multiple women for sexual assault. So, you know, we kind of know what it is. We kind of know what we're dealing with. Like I said, I'm just glad everything's been exposed. 2020 is about vision. So by the end of this year, everything should be clear to everyone as far as what we're dealing with and what we need to do to get these people out of rulership. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Hey, Brother Kev, before you open up to the call lines, I got to throw this out there real quick. I'm going to make it plain.
Yes, sir.
Me and the
me and Queen Rigel got this little, you know, we got this little argument slash debate coming up, going on, and we in the process of hashing out about polygamy. You know,
that's right.
So I just wanted to throw that out there to the callers that, you know, if y'all want to hear this, if y'all want to see this go down, if y'all want to see me dig into the chest of Queen Rigel when it comes to polygamy and if it's good for black people, then let us know. You can email or you can call in and say, yeah, y'all want to hear that. But let us know if y'all want to see the queen get her crown kind of knocked sideways a little bit. Y'all let it be known. You know,
I would love to. I want to hear that debate myself. So that's coming from Cosmic Kid.
So go ahead and just throw something out there, Mufasa, before we get to the call.
Well, I mean, let's see what the callers want to do. I just want to open it up.
We have a few minutes to spare. Come on, give us some. Because like I said before, and I'm going to say this again, on my behalf, everybody's hearing it from the horse's mouth. I am open for information. I love information. So I don't know it all. I want to learn something. Mufasa say he has some information about polygamy that apparently I don't know. I want him to teach me, tell me what it is that makes polygamy so great for the community. And
I have edified Queen Rigel several times before. We've done shows on this topic. But she's
so
just like most black women, like most black women, she's, you know, stiff necked and hard headed. Don't want to listen to the information.
Nah, he's trying to lure you in, Queen Rigel. He's trying to lure you in, like.
He's not, because I'm offering him right now at this moment to give me something. We have time to spare, so go ahead. And just, I mean, what is? Maybe I'll ask you a question then.
Okay. Hold on. Go ahead. Because I'll finna make a statement, but.
Okay, go ahead and make the statement.
Well, the statement is, which I brought this up before, is polygamy is the natural state of a man. It's the natural state. Do you or do you not agree with that comment?
Is this the natural state of a man? I would have to say, I'm going to say no until further information. At this point, I'm standing on the no square. So why do you think that is why is polygamy to you the natural state of a man? Because there's no because right now. Just let me hear your answer. Come on.
I'll make it plain because we got callers on here. So I'm just gonna throw out, you know, some surface level things, which I've told Queen Rigel this many times before. It's as simple as the makeup of a man. We are made to drop seeds daily. We produce thousands upon thousands of seeds in our bodies to reproduce. So once we have impregnated one woman, the call, the urge is still there for a reason. It's because we still have the urge and the desire to reproduce. Some of us are so sleep. Some of us brothers are so sleep, we don't know why. What is it? Why do we keep going from the woman to woman? Why do we just have these urges and can't control ourselves? It's because it's the natural makeup of the man. It's the urge is there. You know, we have just had to conform ourselves to being with one woman to make y'all happy. That's it. To make y'all happy. But really, most the majority of men, if they're honest with themselves, they desire to be with more than one woman. If they're honest, Now, it also going to depend on what they can handle financially. But if a man can handle it financially, oh, they have more than one woman. That's why you think so many men and so many women are complaining about all their baby daddies? That these men be jumping around. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, these brothers just don't know that it's their duty to take care of that woman and that child. They're just dropping them and moving and dropping them and moving them. It's because their desire is already in them to produce and recreate. You know, that's just surface level. You know, I ain't going to go hard. I just threw a little dust out there for you. You got something you want to say about that?
You got to respond.
I do. I would love to respond quickly to this because you let's break this down right now. You have said, and you're right, you have said this plenty of times, the same old stale information that you keep bringing forth as if this is your golden ball. So what I don't understand is, you say that polygamy equals the natural state of a man. And polygamy is what? What is polygamy?
What is polygamy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's polygamy is when you have more than one partner. You know, you're in a relationship with more than one partner.
Okay. So, polygamy is being in a relationship for a man with more than one partner. Now, in that definition
that's
of what polygamy
also
means. Huh?
I was going to say that's debatable also, but go ahead.
Okay, because in your definition of what polygamy means, you never referenced babies. And having babies, you just said in the relationship. I think that's important. And the reason that is important is because what you continue to stand on, your information that you have continued to stand on, is the fact that men can basically go impregnate a different woman every day, as if those are the rules. You said as if it's a mandatory thing that men, that is written, that you're supposed to every day drop a seed. Who said it was a pregnancy race? Who said that you have to do that as if
who
it's
said
this
it was
law? Like it,
who said it was?
I mean, huh?
And who said it wasn't a race?
I mean,
you said who
I
said it's a race. I said who said it wasn't a race.
You always make the point that because we can have a baby every day or we can get someone pregnant every day.
Yeah.
Like that's the like because you can get someone pregnant every day means that it's natural for you to get someone pregnant every day. So if I'm going to stand with that analogy, that means that every time I have my baby, I'm supposed to get pregnant right then and there. So I'm just supposed to live a life of pregnancy just because I can. Once I have my child and deliver my baby, go through that process, then bam, you're telling me I'm supposed to get pregnant again. And then once that baby comes, I'm supposed to keep doing it over and over again until I can't no more? Is that what you're saying?
You don't have to, though. That's why you got a team of sister-wives that can carry the load.
But you're saying that because a man can, then that means that that's natural for him. I can, so is that a natural way of a woman as well? Because I may not be able to get pregnant every day, but I can get pregnant multiple times. So are you telling me that that's what I should do as well? Because if you're saying that this is why a man is naturally polygamous and this is why he should naturally have more than one woman, because he can get her pregnant like it's some type of a race, a pregnancy race or something, like bam, 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 this makes it natural, so he should do
bam,
it.
Bam, bam, bam.
He can do it, all these women, and get a different woman pregnant every day.
I'm trying to explain to you the call. What I'm explaining to you is, the call and the makeup of us as men. That is our makeup. That's the calling for us to do it. Y'all don't be understanding, like, why do we want to have more than one woman? It's a calling. That's an urge to be with these women. That's all I'm saying. It's a calling. You can't get mad at us because that's how we're made, how we're designed. So, I mean, if you have your baby back to back, you only have two breaths. You only got two breaths. You only feeding so many.
First off, I'm not mad. Well, you can pump, you know, so you can spread it around, and it's not like they're gonna just drink milk forever. So it's not a challenging thing. But I'm not mad, and
so you know your desire. So you know your desire.
Now you're saying it's an urge, right, that you guys have. So now
yes,
you're
it's
saying
a calling
it's an urge.
There's so many levels to this. It's like what we're gonna have to do is break down one thing at a time, because what I really don't want to do is be going all over the place. So we're going to have to break down this. We're going to break this down into sections so we can discuss this section upon section. We need to maybe do a series, a polygamy series.
Okay.
So we can break this stuff down section by section.
So you're saying it's an urge.
I'm not wasting time. I'm just trying to tell you this is such a broad topic.
Okay, so now
that we're
saying
all over the place.
Okay, so that's fine. You said one thing, I addressed it, and now I'm moving on to something else that you addressed. I think that's going in a decent order. Now you're saying it's an urge, right?
That
shouldn't be overlooked. It's an urge that's from within.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so when other people, or when you have a person that's born with an urge to torture animals, or to have sex with minors, or to just set things on fire because it's an urge that they have from within,
right.
You saying that that's their natural state that shouldn't be corrected either? It's their natural state because this is what. It's an urge, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in those situations, what do you think they should just do it as well, or do you think they should be corrected? That urge should be corrected if they is out of place. So, how do you see that?
Yes, that should be corrected. I know you think you said something profound there, but unfortunately, you didn't. You did not corner me in the corner. No, that stuff should be addressed because it is natural for us men to have these urges, and that's our job is to drop them seeds. That's our job. It is not
why
the job
is it natural?
You have an urge.
You said it's natural because it's the urge. So what is
what else
you didn't say that makes it natural?
Now, see, that's the part that's going to take some time because I'm about to go into the science and the makeup of a man, which is going to take some time for me to do. But I'm definitely with doing it. We have had this discussion before, and you know it took us quite some time to go over it. So that's why I said I just brushed the surface with this conversation. So, we can go hard in the paint next week if you want on the makeup of the man, if you like. You already called me out. And I'm accepting your challenge.
Yeah, because I guess I'm gonna have to call you out and take you up on your offer because you still haven't provided me with any information. So I guess
I'm gonna bring forth that information once again.
Show and prove.
And
show and prove.
And I know what she's going to do is she's going to, like I said, be like a lot of women. And be stiff-necked and hard-headed and blind and close the door to the information. You're going to slam the door. Oh, no, that don't make sense. But I'm going to bring my information. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to make it make sense.
Right. Make it make
sense.
That's
all you
got to do? You hear me?
Make it make sense.
And this is coming from. No, sorry, I don't want to do that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Right, family.
All I can
this
say
is our
Queen
Raju
is Polly. She Polly too, so she knows she down
yes,
with Polly. Like, I don't know why she tripping.
Yes, she is.
This is our open discussion.
I'm not Polly, for the record.
Open discussion. You feel me? Polygamy has come up. Is that... That will be a future, you know, future show. Is polygamy the way to go? Is it the natural state of men, as my brother Mufasa say?
Oh,
so yeah, we gonna talk about it because that's conversation has been happening. So we gonna have it on Collective Minds as well.
Yeah,
right
now I'm standing on the square that it's not natural, so that's gonna be the topic. Mufasa gonna prove that it's natural to me because I'm looking to be edified. Because right now I'll say, no, it's not. And I haven't found or ran across any information that proves that is natural. And I just haven't. I haven't heard the information to make me say, yeah, you know what? Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm open. So I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay. Can I counter this? And can I counter this? I'm going to bring that information. And I also, though, but I want you to bring the information of why it's not the natural state for the man. I want you to bring that information, too. Bring your guns. Bring your bullets and your guns to the fight. I'm bringing mine. Bring yours, too, because I've got some questions.
What's your question?
I want you to prove that it's not the natural state of a man.
Okay, well, I mean, hey, I can just give you the information that I have.
I'm going to drop the mic with this. Men are polygamous by nature. Women are monogamous by nature. Queen Raju, prove me wrong.
And I'm not for polygamy. For the record, let's clear that up and get that straight right now. I am not into sharing my mate with anyone else. So let's get that clear. I'm not into that.
Until she gets to getting edified, she might be ready.
We'll see. We will see. But yeah, family, we still in the building. We could y'all want to hit the call lines. This is what's up,
Brother Kev. If you don't mind, if you don't have to, do you want to tell us real quick? What do you think? You ain't gotta go hard, but do you think men are polygamous by nature? Yes or no? You ain't gotta go real hard. We'll do this at a later time.
Right. I would say no, but, I mean, you made a good point as far as, you know, certain urges and desires, but my thing is that's where, you know, discipline comes in. I just feel like it's up to the individual. Now, I'm not against polygamy or polyamory. I'm not against any of it because if individual grown adults want to do what they do and it helps them, more power to them. So I'm not...
That's right.
I think me personally, you know, I'm just cool with the one-on-one. You dig what I'm saying?
Not saying that
I'm blind or anything. I don't see attractive women when I go out or whatnot, you know, like that. But that's where the discipline and commitment comes in, you know. But,
right.
Hey, to each his own, though,
really,
you know what I'm saying?
I will say this, in all honesty, I will say this. I think if people as a collective or just period make a commitment, because you have, I guess, a few different ways you can get something done or make something happen. And one of those ways is just by commitment. So if you have a group of people that commit to polygamy or any type of a lifestyle, just commit to it and just do it, yeah, it can function and work. So I'm not saying that polygamy can't work, just for the record.
No, that's growth. That is growth.
Just,
that is growth, right?
Well, I mean, it may
good
be
job.
Both. I just never, I never expressed it this way to make it more clear
no,
as far as
no,
my thing.
No, no,
no,
you
no,
said
listen.
Women that's in their lifestyle are weak and broken. That's what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I still think
they're
so.
Weak and broken.
Yes, and I still believe that. But that doesn't mean that I'm saying that it can't function if everybody has committed to the cause of doing it. I'm just I, that's
they're
all
just
I'm
a bunch
saying
of
that.
Weak, broken people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I'm not. I'm just saying
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
with anything, if they
you say
to,
yeah,
if they commit to doing
yeah.
something else, you know, what I'm saying it can work, it can function if people have committed to something to do it. You know, you have the KKK that had committed to destroying and killing black folks. It worked. It wasn't right, but it worked because they made a commitment and they stuck to it and they followed through. So with anything, if you make a commitment and you follow through the process, then, yeah, you can make it happen. You can get something done. So I'm just saying that, you know, that, yeah, I just like to throw that out there. I just thought that was important.
You can get something done that's beneficial to the community. Right?
Huh?
Yeah, you can get something done that's beneficial to our community. Right? I was just saying, adding on to what you said, you can get something done that's beneficial to our people.
I'm just saying you can get something done. You can, you know, get something
oh,
done.
Oh, so you ain't
wrong.
Saying if it's beneficial or not.
I'm not
going to
touch it right now. I'll wait on that, but because that will cause a little bit more, you know, information.
More back
but.
And forth.
Yeah. So I won't go into that part of it right now. But I'm just saying that hey, if you know, you can put things together, like I say, and make a commitment to and a goal towards something, and you can make it happen. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's
hey,
all
most
I'm gonna say
most that. Relationships already they already polygamy.
I'm
mm-hmm.
glad I'm not in one.
Being honest. It just ain't being
I'm
honest.
I'm not.
Me and these people be lying to their mates. Lying to their mates. Not telling them not being real. We already
yeah,
right,
that,
polygamy
right.
society.
That true polygamy, though. Because it is in polygamy also a state of mind. Like, both parties have to have an agreement and a commitment to living this lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of living
right.
that parties have
right.
agreed to. One person is just doing it out of deception and not being mm-hmm. honest with the other person, and they're both not living a polygamous lifestyle. Then one is just being deceptive and just around. I don't, me personally, now other people may disagree, but personally, I wouldn't consider that deception a lifestyle of polygamy. Because it's not a mindset.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's more to it than just that. It's a mindset.
Right. But you see, but that's what I'm saying. That's why these brothers out here doing it, because that's their natural makeup anyway. To be out here living like they live.
That ain't polygamy. Ain't just going around screwing either. So they ain't polygamy and they ain't
that's
doing
what I'm
it.
Saying. They need to be trained. Exactly.
They're not screwing
they
because
be trained up.
They're polygamy. They're not polygamy because they're not living that lifestyle.
They're just screwing
multiple women. And they're not doing
it
because they're
doing
naturally
a twisted form. They're doing a twisted form of polygamy because they haven't been taught their true selves and get an understanding of their true nature. And the women they with don't understand their true nature to help these men get through this stuff. Instead, the women be like, oh, no, that's who you can't be with nobody else. And they bash the man and then be forced to do it to go off and lie and do some secret trick. Well, she should just understand his true nature is to be with more than one woman and say, baby, you know what I mean? Let me walk with you on this. I know that's your desire and your makeup to be with more than one. Let me help you, baby. Let me help you. That's what
okay,
the woman
well,
is doing.
And as bad as I want to comment so that I won't, let's get to the call line.
Let's hit the call lines. Let's get it.
Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
What y'all been talking about?
Everything under the sun, brother.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. They were just having a discussion on polygamy. But this is open discussion week, so.
Oh, polygamy.
That was on the table.
Well,
that was
I'm
going to
say, well, I've only had one wife at a time. Didn't run around the streets because I didn't just live for myself. I was listening to these candidates for county executive on DJ show this morning. And man, they really got it down talking and saying the words that's very sensitive to blacks. You had Jake Zimmerman talking about the police brutality, talking about disparity in wealth. And you know, the thing that gets me, like I was reading another article in the St. Louis American, and they were saying that they're trying to get blacks to come out and vote so they could change the conservative stance of the state. Well, that's an insult. It's stereotypical as if all blacks is going to vote Democrat. And that's the same thing you heard from these people this morning on his show. They've assigned blacks to a particular mode of behavior when it comes to vote. And that's just ridiculous. And people should feel insulted when they see that. You see all the signs and things out in North St. Louis County. And when you drive down Lindbergh, starting there at Halls Ferry, going back toward 367, all those strip malls and things is closed. People are moving already. Lowe's is gone. The nurseries for landscaping, ornamental bushes, and they gone. Walmart's is still there. You go back the other way, I think Connie Mack is gone, that sports place. So, I don't know what to tell you.
Let me ask you,
I drove down.
You know, there's a lot of nice homes that's up in that area. So,
yeah,
it's
nice homes
going
up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
why
that
these businesses
they have seen them. See, you know, here's the thing, you have politics that put certain people into areas that they just can't maintain. If you talk about the disparity in wealth, and that disparity in wealth is going to apply to those with a certain education deficiency and things else. If you talk about how it's difficult for folks to get home loans. Okay, but on the other conversation, you want to put people into areas that just not capable of maintaining those type of living standards. Maybe at some point in time, but not right off the bat, then you start having these problems. And I think that's a disservice to blacks that live in those areas. Because the thing that you see, if you look at the map, where you've had these changes in property values, it happens over there in North County, this side of the Mississippi River. And I think that's wrong to do that. Because these people want to be able to, at some point in time, to gain as much as they can when the time comes for them to resell or whatever they have in their plans. Then it also affects the school district because the devaluation in property values also equates to a impact on the revenue that the school district takes in. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
And finally, I think it's very disingenuous of Ken Gardner when she had the police to take that was coupled gun, and be truthful, which I don't even see how she found some police to do it anyway, because practically every police officer in the city force has a disapproval of her. Well, now we hear that the crime lab repaired the gun so it was in operable condition, the pistol that the lady had. Now, is that not tampering with evidence?
Yeah, we talking about the white couple who was down there off of Kings Highway. The protest has broken into their subdivision, and this white couple came and was, waving guns and basically telling the protesters, you know, back up, get up out of there. That's the situation you're talking about.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're right, and I don't have no problem with that, because when you look at all you've seen on the news is protesters, looting, burning, breaking out windows, and so forth. Well, what is that type of constant portrayal of activity? What kind of notion do that put in the back of people's minds? So they're afraid. Like you can see people today walking out in the middle of Forest Park, nobody around, and they got on masks.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah,
I'm
gonna be honest. I would have been up on the alarm as well, because you know some people say the gate was broken down. Some people say it was already broken. I don't know because I don't live there. But yes, if I was living in that home, I would be a little concerned too.
No,
explain
this to me. Out of the entire neighborhood, why was they only ones outside with guns? They was the only ones there.
Well,
they
right there on the end, they right there on the end.
I'm familiar. And then it's another house on the other side of the street as well. So where was those people at?
Maybe that's the house
that sit behind the Roberts' house. Maybe they wasn't there.
Right. Because nobody was threatening them.
You can't tell people how they are to accept
and
respond to what they perceive.
I don't know how they felt, but I agree with that. But I highly doubt that they was actually scared. I doubt that.
Well, you really can't say that because you don't know. Because you go by some people may have a poodle, and some people may have a Rottweiler. Some people may have a .22, and some may have a .45. So you can't associate fear. But I want to say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
There's a park down there on Kings Highway, not Kings Highway, but Grand, right there at the Fairgrounds Park on the north side of Fairgrounds, right there where the little skating rink. There's a bunch of brothers standing around there. They do congregate there all the time, which is cool. But they all had on brand new tennis shoes, man. And they were the same color. Fafa, what's going on there? I'm just saying, you know.
Hilarious.
I'm going to let y'all go, man. Have a pleasant weekend. And God bless your little daughters and your families. Okay?
Yes, indeed. You do the same. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Hey, I've skated at that rink before too. I think my children there skated at that rink.
Yeah, man, I'm there.
A lot going on over there.
Yeah, it do be a lot going on. I used to, have my little league practices up there. So,
I say for real, like I don't know. Everybody handles it different. It's like if Roger, you was at your house, and you see a mob coming in your subdivision. You never know how you may react, or your husband or whoever may react to what's going on. I don't think it was nothing wrong with them coming out with the guns myself, because they just like, look, what is this? You're bothering our peace, where your home is supposed to be your place of peace. So you got these people.
Yeah, but they weren't in their home though. They weren't in their home. I just think that was overdone. Right. I think they reacted too fast. Now it's one thing, so they're not in their home.
Yeah,
it's one thing to be wise and watchful. If a mob of people came through here, it's okay for me to watch them and be on alert just in case, and maybe have my gun near me just in case. But if I see that they're just simply walking past my house, we already know what's going on. That wasn't their first time there. They knew they was going to the mayor's house. That wasn't their first time there.
Right. These are lawyers. Exactly. These are lawyers, supposedly, educated. They know what's going on now.
Yeah. It's one thing to just be on alert and just pay attention, be wise. But the overkill. Go outside to confront someone you're nervous about.
And then on top of that, it's not that they just came out with the gun. You saw the woman; she was actually pointing her gun at them. Like, you know, if you have proper handling of a firearm, you don't point it at people. You keep it down. You keep it until you're ready to let it loose. She's actually pointing and chastising. So no, I think they was out of line. But you know, if you want to say, okay, I get it, they want to come out and protect their home, but it seems like they was the ones doing the agitating because the people weren't thinking about them. They walked right past their home and they was going to the mayor's house to light the cruising house, I believe. So
they had been there before. So that was the day before.
Yeah.
So it's like
they had been there.
You already know what's
right.
going on. Now, like I say, if you at home and it's one thing to say, okay, baby, you watch the back door. I watch the front, and we both have our guns. That's one thing, because if your ultimate goal is to make sure that they're not bothering your home and you're trying to protect your home, then you can do that from outside. I mean, from within your house, just simply watching them. Baby, watch the back,
watch the front.
My
only question, and I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. My only question is, Have we seen the video in its entirety to know what exactly kicked it off? Because I haven't.
No, I have not. I have not.
So I want to research that, because we don't know for sure. We just kind of going off, you know, some he say, she say.
Yeah.
But who's to say that they didn't step on their yard, that they didn't see them outside or approach them? We don't know. So I'm going to hold my comments, and I'm going to go back and try to dig up as much information on it as I can to see what I can find with footage. Because I wasn't there.
I will say this. Yeah, I will say this, too. I respect Kim Gardner for opening up an investigation on them, because anybody else would have been investigated. Like, you can't just come out and threaten people brandishing your weapon and not get, you know, charged with something. That is, you cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? So I respect her for doing that. I mean, a lot of, you know, prosecutors or whatever, circuit attorneys would not have even, you know, they would have been on code with them and just not even investigated. But
I
respect that move.
Did you guys hear that the governor said that he was ready to pardon them if they faced any type of jail time?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah, he said that.
Well, yeah, because I think Kim was only going to, she wasn't going to hit them with jail time anyway, but I think she wanted them to do community service.
Yeah, they weren't going to get no jail time, but, I mean, you cannot just come out brandishing your weapon and threaten folks, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah.
But again, I haven't seen the whole video. We don't know, but I don't think them people
were
stripping off her. They was
I think we would have heard something by now. If they would have been like, "Yeah, they came up on my back porch and someone was grabbing my window and wiggling my doorknob." I think we would have heard those points. If they mad because they're walking on their grass, okay, yeah, that can be irritating, I guess, if you love your grass that much. But you know, even then, it's not cause for them to come outside with their guns, because even if they did walk on the lawn, you know what's happening. You know they're just walking past. It's just a small moment in time. It's not like they're getting ready to come and live on your lawn. I think it could have been overlooked to just allow them to go to where they're going. You just watch them, make sure they're not going to do any permanent or severe damage to your property. I know walking on a lawn may not like nobody smashing the grass or whatever, but it's not that serious. And it's not like this is a long-term thing that is going to ruin the grass permanently if a few hundred people just walk on your grass for just that time and it's over. So there would have been no permanent damage there. So even for them to come out even then with their gun was just overkill. And it was just, I think it was just to exaggerate. They should have just stayed in and looked out the window to make sure that their property was going to not be touch them and let them people walk on to where they was going and walk out like they did the day before. They were just mad.
Right, right.
And they acted out of anger like they always do. Mad and act
both
out of anger.
Like who always do?
You know. The W people.
You already know.
Graphic.
But right.
Graphic.
So yeah, it's gonna be interesting because. Nah, go ahead, my brother.
No, it's cool. No, go ahead, because I was going to ask something else, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, because the caller had brought up, you know, how we got all these local elections that's going on this fall, you know, for the sheriff, there's a couple Missouri Senate seats up for grabs or whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting how things go this political season. And then not to mention on the national scene, you know, we got the presidential race going on with Creepy Joe and 45, what they call Donald Trump,
the Honorable 45.
Yeah. Right. It was something
else.
That's another
one we're going to have to touch again too at some point.
Oh, yeah, we
about Donald Trump and what he's done. And this is year four, right?
Yeah, this is year four, right? This is year four. So
yeah,
and I'll be seeing people. Yeah, I'll be seeing black people on the bandwagon. Talking about how much he's done for black people and this and that, but I've yet to I've yet to see it myself. I think Donald is full of it, just like the rest of them. But he knows how to play.
That.
You know, he plays a few games. You know, to kind of get people tricked up. But I'm just not. Nah, I can't see it.
Has there ever been a president, Kerr, that you think? You know, did a good job for black people. Was there ever a president?
Not that I know of in my lifetime. I mean, I think they all been about the same, honestly.
What about you, Clint Riley?
Yeah.
You think there's been a president that's been good for black people? Done right by black people?
Yeah, I feel pretty much the same like Brother Kevin. I mean, they've pretty much been all the same because I think that all the presidents still have to go under the rulership of a historic system that's already in place. So it's not like they can just really come in and just break barriers and just go off the flip. They still have a system that they have to follow. And they pretty much follow it. And the system I'm talking about is the same system that allows slavery to go on for so long. So the presidents, when they come, the presidents is not getting ready to just really do anything as it relates to just really trying to do the right thing when it comes to blacks, because the system and that they're governed under is not going to allow them. And that's why they're the president anyway, because they got them, they already incorporated to fit that puzzle. They ain't not finna put nobody up in there that's going to actually do something for the black community as a whole is going to really uplift the black community. They're not going to put anybody as the president that have that mindset or that desire. You're not going to be president.
Right, just look at it like this, man. We talking about Donald Trump, who, you know, Trump is a German. He come from German descent. He's not going to empower black people over white people, Germans, Europeans, whatever you want to call it, he's not going to do that. Like, he may give you a few concessions here and there, make it appear, you know, do some symbolic gestures or whatever, say some things, but he's not going to give up that power that his, you know, his father instilled in him. He's not going to do that for black people, and that's, at this point, that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? And we can't be looking for none of these presidents to do some type of bold move on behalf of black people, because it's not going to happen. They would have been did it. You know what I'm saying? They would have been did it if that's the case. So that's not going
to
happen.
They can't. I don't even think they have the power to.
That too. The president is just a manager of a company. Like, he's just a manager who has rules and has things that he has to abide by. Remember, if it was up to Donald Trump, we would have never closed the country. But it was some people that made him close the country. Who are these people? Very powerful people who are above his pay grade and said, look, sir, you're going to close. You got to close the country.
I don't think they forced him. But He listened to what they were saying. Because I remember in the press conference, he was saying, I got these people coming saying, President, we need to do this, we need to close the country, we got to do this. So I think he still had some say in the matter. They got to present it to him.
No. Okay. I disagree. I don't think so. I think his hands was tied. And as you see now, he's battling with governors and stuff now. So, you know, he's trying to manage a company with all these different departments, which would be the states. And he
very
has to, you know, manage each part. But there's shareholders that vote and tell him what to do. You know, there's people above him that tell him what to do. So, you know, we'll see, because this COVID thing, it seemed like it's not going nowhere. The schools are trying to figure out. I think they're giving some parents the option to send their kids to school or go virtual. So this year, 2020 is pretty much a wrap as far as I'm concerned, as far as schooling. You know, that may be something else we have to touch on. As far as parents, are you sending your kids back to school? Do you think the school should open back up? You know, what are your thoughts? Hopefully we can get some people from St. Louis Public Schools or some schools in the area to have a discussion with us about that, because that will be coming up, because we already into August and school starts in, you know, less than 2 months. So that'll be a good topic to discuss with the family.
Yeah, school started in what, September, right? Both started in September.
I believe maybe late August, September. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
late August
mandate. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So shit, that's less
August.
Than a month. Then I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right.
They ain't started in September in a while, Mufasa.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been some time for me.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to find, it's right on line with football. We're going to look at football and schools to see which one open up first. But if they don't open
right.
up football,
schools is already, well, schools are already open. Like you have some, like, for instance, you know how when you're playing sports for the schools, especially the colleges, you get to go or you have to go early. So there are certain students that's in sports and stuff that have already been able to go back to school. And they're there, you know, like the football players and stuff, they're already there. In fact, one of the young men, if you guys remember, who was on the show a long time ago, did the podcast about the racial things, and he was at SLU.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in college now. He played football. He went to school a couple of weeks ago to prep and things like that, and he ended up catching COVID and came back.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. All the young man's out right there.
So he's here. He's here now. So the schools are open, and another student I know that play sports. He's away at school now preparing. So there, the schools are opening because of the, you know, they already told them if they don't open and they don't get their funding. So, you know, they're going to open.
They want that money.
Yeah, they want that money.
They want that money.
You gotta give it to them. How many you got?
You know, some things we just don't. Some things ain't for the world to know. Some things are still private.
That's right.
He got 10, everybody.
That hilarious.
Is private.
He got a roster of 10.
Yeah, we're gonna change the names to protect the innocent.
That's right. That hilarious.
They ain't innocent. Yeah.
Nah, you hear that?
Innocent, virtuous men.
Yes, indeed.
They weak.
They weak.
They weak. Them some little girls.
Oh.
Them some little girls.
Shots fired.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm going to leave it alone.
Shots fired.
Them some little girls. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I do, right now I'm telling you, anybody that's listening, I will say this on air, I do look at a woman as weak if you participate in that type of a lifestyle. But like I said earlier, I am open for education, so please feel free to correct me, you know, or provide information that will shed more light, because I do look at women that participate, at least the women that I've seen so far. Yes, I will admit I have judged them to be weak women. And it's not only because of that, but even just hearing them talk and some things that they say, they just give me that impression that they're weak. So, yeah, I will be honest.
Kevin Real.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us today. I don't know if you guys have anything to say before we close this out.
No, we can wrap it up. It's been real. Okay. Looking forward to another great week as we head into August. We are about to go into Leo season. So let's get it, baby.
So,
peace and blessings.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this real fast, Queen Roger. I just wanted to give a shout out to Minister Donald from Miles 28 here in St. Louis, and thank him for letting me use the Miles today. I'm here broadcasting from the Miles. So.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in with us. We look forward to seeing you guys or hearing from you guys next week and each and every Sunday at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, send us an email if you have any show topic ideas at collectivemind@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. Oh, okay. Like, whoa.